And on this particular episode, I want to talk about being the light in your family. See, folks, a lot of us don't come from wealth. A lot of us, in fact, grew up in a poor household. A lot of us grew up in a household that may have struggled financially. And we believe our past defines our future. If you're listening, I want you to understand that you don't have to embrace that. See, your past doesn't have to define your future. Just because you grew up poor doesn't mean you're gonna always be poor. You have to refuse to allow the adversities that you've endured in your past to define your financial future. You have to refuse to embrace that. So with that being said, if you come from a family that struggled financially, if you grew up in a household where money was an issue, maybe it wasn't talked about because it was something that was shameful. Folks, I encourage you to be the light in your family. Maybe your mother and your father didn't have a lot of money. Maybe you struggled growing up as a child because your family struggled financially. But I would encourage you, to be the one that breaks that cycle in your family. Be the person that takes a stance in your family. Say, you know what? My family has a history of being poor. My family has a history of struggling financially, but that's gonna stop with me. See, folks, sometimes it takes a person in a family to make a stance to break the poor cycles. See, a lot of us grew up in a poor household, but it only takes one person in a family to make a stance and say, hey, I'm gonna break the generational curse by being committed to financial success. If you come from a poor family, if you come from a family that has a history of struggling financially, you need to make a stance. Break the barriers that your family has endured. Be the one in your family that makes a stance. Be the one in your family that makes a financial decision that will impact future generations to come. See, sometimes in life, folks, It only takes one person to make a stance. You have to be the one in your family that breaks the poor cycles that your family has endured for years. Be the one in your family that challenges the status quo. Be the one in your family that has a rich mindset. Be the one in your family that makes a change. Just because your family has a history of being poor, that doesn't mean that needs to be you. And if people see your commitment to financial success in your family, then that may inspire other people in your family to change their paradigm. See, folks, I understand that not everybody comes from wealth. I don't come from wealth. And in fact, I'm the first person in my family to build and maintain wealth. See, folks, sometimes you have to be the first in your family. You have to be the light in your family that makes a change financially. Your mother and your father may have struggled financially, but that doesn't mean that needs to be you. So be that person, be that first person in your family to make a change, to break generational barriers. Be that first person in your family to be committed to building and maintaining wealth. And you, my friend, may be the one in your family to make a change. So, folks, I hope you liked the message today. I hope you found value of this presentation. I would encourage you to always stay motivated. Always strive to become a better version of yourself. Always follow your passions and dreams. And stay committed to financial success.